in my own experience, what's really relevant is to comprehend the climate and to look really at the original people living in that area, see what they've been growing. And that's really easy because you can just look at what their staples are. And so we're talking about beans and corn as the companion plants. It's just that they haven't really been that much focused on the kind of restoration or the regeneration of the ecology to a forested environment. And that's just from my limited knowing, is because climatological zones and zoning is a reality. But it doesn't mean that you can't grow trees there, because you can just drive around and see which trees do grow and include, make a plant list. And that's really where things start if we want to start growing anything. Where I used to live close by, that is just, it's like you stick a seed in the ground and give it a bit of water and off she goes. And so that more subtropical or tropical area is teeming with life. It's very easy to get things going, but then it takes more management to actually keep the intensity of growth from not overpowering what it is that you actually really want to see and make use of. But yeah, the traditional plant species in your ecosystem are really relevant to comprehend what they are, get their names, start being able to recognize them as you go for a drive. And you're like, it's still for me, you know, I'm in a car with a friend. I'm looking at all the trees and I've got all these names that I'm trying to, like, I'm studying the leaf patterns and I'm looking at, okay, and I think that's a breadfruit, but that's a different breadfruit. And so every time I'm in a different ecology, I am like this kid in a candy store. I'm hyper distractive. I got ADHD. I'm probably bipolar. I'm not available. I'm dialed into a higher dimensional reality. And what it is that I'm really doing is, like, I see the grasses on the side of the road and I'm like, now that's not bunya grass. What kind of grass is that? Oh, it's not guinea grass neither. It's nice. It's small. And ooh, what time is it now? And how long has it grown? And so that's where I engage myself in when I'm in nature. It's just like, because there's all these patterns, there's all these sequences, and there's all this succession that happens in nature that we can open up to. And it's not like it's stressing me out. It's enlivening me. It's the patterns of nature are communicating to me what they are being, where they are at in their growth cycle. And it's not like, look at me, this is what I'm doing. It's just like this utter peace and beautiful coherence in the field around me. And yet, as I put language to all of that, I find that there is a lot of information. I'm being informed because I'm willfully opening myself up to put words to what it is that I'm witnessing. And our language in that is very, very relevant, because without language, I can look at 100 different trees out in the distance and I'd have no idea what I'm looking at, just trees. And yet all of them have their own biological functions. They are in a shared community. They produce different seeds or fruits, or some of them are good for timber, some are fast growers, some are slow growers, some are the hardwoods, some of the really soft woods. And what can you use those for? What can you not use them for? And so what I have a tendency of doing is to study the patterns around me where I am in nature, learn those names of those plants and get curious. And because that is information, that is living information, that really allows us to feel more connection. You can walk through a park and have no idea either what type of grass you walk on or what type of trees are there or what type of little flower comes out at the base of the tree that just says, hi, googaloo. I love knowing the sound of those little plants and then working out as I go online. It's like, oh my God, that is just totally a medicinal herb. And if I ever have whatever I may ever have, I could just go there and probably in that area find nature's medicine for my own cells. I see that there's a huge connection between where we live and the medicine that naturally is growing. It's just that I haven't put myself in the equation of being in the knowing, in the knowledge of what I can inform myself with, because it's just waiting there for me to inform myself with it. And so that's definitely one recommendation, is to make that list, start studying those lovely trees, and you know already some of them there. We all do. But to expand that knowledge base is, for me, a way to feel more present, to feel more belonging. And then that's just from a mental place. When I actually want to belong on a piece of land, or when I feel I want to belong in a community, when I feel I want to belong to a certain demographic, the way to belong that I have learned really has worked for me and made a huge difference is to use my hands, use my head and my heart, and engage. And so when I lived in Vanuatu and I started to putting in place a garden and I started to landscape a little bit of the area around the house that I was living, and I was at the same time mapping out the food forest around me, and I was creating some designs of what I ideally would like to see, but then I implemented some of that designing and I got my hands dirty, all of a sudden I belonged. All of a sudden, I became part of the ecology. I wasn't just a visitor that came in, that kind of looked around and said, oh, we could do this and this, this and this and this. And that's where you can do that. And that's where you can do that. And that's where the spring is and da, 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 da. I actually took the shovel, dug the soil, got my hands dirty. I was allowed to help build my own little house out of, you know, a locally felt little timber wood, because these guys thought that, you know, a white guy shouldn't be building a house. They had some ideas about that. And so I engaged with the landscape, and all of a sudden I felt at peace. I felt at ease. And I learned through that experience how not at ease I actually was, how I was actually coping with thinking that I was, that came from a kind of a dominating frequency, not one of belonging, not one of interconnection, one of, I just use my brain and my intellect to know where I am, who I am. It's all coming from here and I'm using this. I'm a nice person and da, 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 and I can connect with humans. But it's that connection in the ground with the earth that really allowed me to feel, oh, gosh, I don't even really need to talk with people anymore. And that was a great insight. So it's that witnessing, and then it's the hands connection to the soil. I think it's very beautiful.